From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information, and today a post-Christmas sugar high and a little bit of a holiday hangover for some. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Robert Smith. It's December 26th, 2007. And Allison, you didn't tell me you were going to wear your Christmas sweater, or I would have worn mine, too.
I got a giant snowflake on my chest. How was it with your little ones? I got to meet your little ones for the first time last week.
I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Who are adorable.
Thank you very much. All of Christmas is spent trying to modulate their mood, so it's somewhere between hysteria and utter despair. And so you spend a lot of time kind of refereeing, making sure the presents are coming out at just the right amount of time, making sure they're hydrated, they've got food, and basically we managed to make it most of the day until the tears began.
Oh, was there a meltdown?
There was a total meltdown, post-Christmas meltdown, around 7 o'clock at night, but they made it through the whole day, and I'm sure they're waking up today, and it's just like opening the presents all over again.
Well, you don't have any scars visible anyway that
emotional
I can see.
Scars.
Hey, coming up on the show today, Bill Richardson is in the BPP spotlight as we continue all of these conversations we've been having with local journalists who've been covering these presidential candidates for a really long time. This one journalist about Bill Richardson said that he sometimes just loses focus. It's something that he's seen him do, and we have a good example of it coming up.
Excellent. I also take a shopping trip with Alex Frankel. He's a journalist who spent a couple of years working undercover in retail stores, and he swears this was a journalistic assignment, not just a lack of a steady paycheck. So he took me to some of his old stomping grounds, and we talked about some of the secrets of retail.
Did you get a gift card for the holiday at all?
I did not, and I did not give one. Thank you very much.
Oh, I got one, and so I'm going to need to listen to your interview, because we're going to tell you what you need to know about those gift cards you got for the holidays. We'll also go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story.
One zoo visitor was killed and two others were seriously injured when a Siberian tiger escaped from its cage at the San Francisco Zoo yesterday.
Now, the attack took place in front of dozens of terrified patrons just moments after the zoo had closed. And that's according to the San Francisco Chronicle. As the tiger was clawing its third victim, police shot and killed it about 300 yards from its cage. Here's zoo spokeswoman Laura LaMarca.
The tiger was in her outdoor exhibit. We do know that she got out, but we do not know how.
The same 4-year-old tiger attacked a keeper last December in an incident that led the zoo to spend $250,000 on safety upgrades. While officials are not sure yet how the 350-pound animal got out, they did say it wasn't through its enclosure's only door. The tiger's grotto is also surrounded by a 15-foot-wide moat and a 20-foot-wide high wall. Police officers said that the negligence or criminal activity could not be ruled out.
Now, the three victims of the attack, all men believed to be in their 20s, have not been named. The two who survived could be released from the hospital as early as today. Meanwhile, the zoo will be closed today out of respect for the victims. Police plan further investigation of the grounds as well. Now, this Siberian tiger named Tatiana lived in an outdoor enclosure near the lion house. Now, these Siberian tigers, the largest of the species, are obligate carnivores, or true carnivores, meaning their natural diet consists almost entirely of meat.
And they are true predators, which helps to explain why more humans are killed annually by tigers than any other animal. Didn't know that. However, we should point out that such incidents are still very rare, and tigers generally avoid people, so zoos are still okay to visit.
Yeah, that is the BPP's big story. Now here is Rachel Martin with even more news.